Pasuk says, "Ba'kodesh hakadoshim techlenu," that you can eat it. Ba'kodesh hakadoshim mashma, even in the kodesh hakadoshim, mostly you can eat it. The question is, for lomu likro, what only the pasuk for? Lema, what don't I say? B'chutz arayu ma'idichlu madichlu, I'd eat the kodeshim in the azor itself. So pshita in the heichol, for lo yetof v'chom menikro. So what do I have to have exactly cost for? Pshita. If you hold your sword that lo yetoful is chama menika. Samar says, avoid the yodom, oved the mokim rabbi amriman. But in avoid that a person is oved the mokim rabbi, you do say, shlo yetoful chama menika is not to do the avoider over there, in echlami, to make the kamitza he could do. That's a swara. On avoid he could do the mokim rabbi. But I tell you, achilo, it's not my teeth to eat in the same place should be Rebbe. So therefore, time with the cost of Kuro. But for no cost of Kuro without the Pasuk, I would not say, lo yetav v'chom v'nikolam rinon. I would not say over here, lo yetav v'chom v'nikolam. True, you're allowed to eat the Basa Kotsha Kadoshim, you're allowed to eat it in the Azara, but that's all. But I would have thought to say, in the Heichel, you're not allowed to eat it. Even though you have your Svara, but it's only a Svara for the Avoida. It's not a Svara for the Achilo. The Achilo the Svara is you should not eat the Mokim Rabbi. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that test on Aleph. Again, last moment, we had a bit of a top room was the Kodesh Kadosh and Techlenum. The question is, well, normally, what do I need a post for that you can eat the Kodesh Kadosh and the Heichel? Lame, why don't I say your Svara that the Chotzer or your Mayor Jechlu, if you give them the Chotzer and the Azorom, therefore, v'lo yetav v'chom v'nika, that for sure you should be able to eat it in the Heichel also. So how come I need a special posik? And then this the answer is we had that avoido the odom oivid b'makom rabbi, an avoido during the avoido during the kamitza. That a person does the avoido b'makom rabbi, then there's a svara amrinu b'seishka yetav v'chom v'nika. That avada that a kamitza if it helps in the azara, it should also help in the Heichel. That's an avoida. A person does a mokum rabbi. But I tell you, achilo, shein adam oichum a mokum rabbi. But here to eat the kodesh kadoshim that the mal people do not eat the mokum rabbi. If so, time of the cost of kro. Why do we say you can eat it in the heichal because it's a special gear of the kosev of the posuk that kodesh kadoshim techlenu. But hold on, cost of kro. But if you would not have the special posuk, then lo yetofu chama minika, lo yamrina, I would not say this, I would not say a tofu, she become a minika. By achila, since it's not disrespectful, it's not the covet to eat the mokum rabbi, by an achila, I would not say this svara without the gzeras kosis. Alright, now here's what we're up to. Mora says, now itmu, learn like this. Bolo lo chutz luchaymes azora. Let's say the kohen, whoever it is, mixed up the shemen and the solus, the flour and oil of the mincha. They mixed it up together. But they did it chutz lochemus azara, outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the azara. So is it kosher or is it possible? So Mar says it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Psula. Rabbi Yechonon says it's possible. This avoid of yitzika pouring the shemen into the seilus has to be done in the azara, and if it's done outside the azara, it's possible. Resh Lakish Shalmak Sheira. What's the machlekes? Resh Lakish Shalmak Sheira. The prophet says vayitzra kol haShemen. That you put shemen on the mincha, then you put levoina on the mincha, and then the pasuk says, "Vohodar." After it says, "Veviu el bnei Aaron hakohanim v'komat," and then bring it to the kohen, and he'll make the kmitza. So Shlokish holds that mikmitza v'yelach mitzvah kuna. That from kmitza and onwards, then you need a kohen to do the avoda by the mincha. But before that, you do not need a kohen. If so, it comes to teach us. Lime, this comes to teach us how yitziko blilo, that by just pouring in the oil and mixing up the oil in the flour, shekshirim the zar, that even a zar, even a yisro could do it, you do not need a kohen. If so, Rosh Lakish holds in svarom, omi dekuna leboi, since you don't need a kohen for this, if so, penim nami leboi, who is in the svarom, does not have to be done in the Beis Hamikdash, it can be done outside also. That's Rosh Lakish's svarom. Rabbi Yechonon Omar Sula, no, Kivon the Asiyos of the Klihu, since it has to be done in the Klisharis, you have to put the mincha, the flour and oil inside the Klisharis. If so, Nehi Dukuna Leboi, and Echonam, you do not need the avoid, it can be done by a Kayin, even if Zara could do it, but akorponim pinim niyaz boi, it has to be done in the Azor itself, since it has a din of Kedushas Kli. The Kedushas Kli is only inside the Azor. In other words, it's not called an Avodah yet, you don't need a Kohen, just like a Shechita. Shechita also doesn't need a Kohen. A Zara could do a Shechita. But akorponim, it has to be done in the Azor. That's Rabbi Yochanan Svara. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kabosad Rabbi Yochanan, I'll bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Bolo lo Zara Ksheira. If the Zara makes the Blila, mixes up the Shemna and the flour by Minchas Ksheira. But it says clearly, Chutz Lechay Miswa Azara Psula. If it was done outside the Azara and the Chanani, then Tak is Psula. Now the Gemara says, Itmu learn like this. Mincha Shechos Rakaydam Kemitza. You have the Sorin of flour. And now before the Kohen went to make the kemitza, some of the flour got lost, was chos, was missing. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Yovei Mitoich, Beisavim Aleinu. You're allowed to bring some more flour from your house and put it into the Kli Sharis, or the Kaddishit, and now the Kohen can go and make the kemitza. Now it has to be Sholem and Echanani, but you're allowed to bring from your house to be Mashlim the Shia. Resh Lakish Shomano, Lo Yovei Mitoich, Beisavim Aleinu. You're not allowed to bring more flour from your house and fill it up. What's the machlekes? Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, maybe mitech b'yisiv malenu. Yes, you're allowed to bring it from your house and fill it up. Why? Kemitza kaboyilei. It's the kemitza that kaveirit. And Rashi says what it means to say is the cholkama the way comes. Kolzaman the kohen did not make the kemitza, take the handful out to be burnt. Is lo nikri mincha, it's not called a mincha yet. And therefore, lo karinam bay minha mincha that we darshin prat le shechosram, the verse to come on. The Rashi explains, koloshen kivius, the yama benochis, klemar, zokuk zelazer, that one needs the other. So when do we say you need the hoshir, that's only from kemitzan onwards. But before kemitzan, if something is missing, you have a right to bring more and fill it up. That's Rabbi Yechanan's svara. Resh Lakish Omer, Resh Lakish says, no, you're not allowed to bring more flour and fill it up. Why? As soon as you put it into the kli, that's what Mekadosh should like. That's kaveh, you have to have a whole shear. And that's what kaveh the shei mincha. And therefore, once you put the sorin into the kli, now part of it was chosar, it's called the mincha shechosar, that's sula. Eisve Rabbi Yechon l'Rashlokish, Rabbi Yechon l'Rashlokish, Rabbi Yechon l'Rashlokish. It says clearly by Yimitzayim that Chosar Halug, if he had the Lug Shal Shemin, and then some Shemin got lost, was missing, so it says clearly, Iman Shalom Yitzhak Yimalenu, if before you start to pour it off, you could fill it up. So you see, even though it's in the Kli ready, the Kli is not what's Kaveirit, but it's the Avodah that's being Kaveirit. So before you start to make the Yitzhikom, start to pour the Shemin onto the Mitzayim, you'll have to fill up the Kli again. The Gemara says Tiyufta, it's a Tiyufta and Resh Lakish, it's the right to Rabbi Yechanan, that it's not the Kli that's being Kaveirit, but rather it's the Avodah, either the Kemitza or here the Yitzhikah of the Shemin. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learn like this, Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kemitza Lihaktor. Let's say after the Kohen made a Kemitza, he took out the handful from the Mincha, now the locher is he's supposed to burn the Kemitza, and then it's Huta for the Kohanim Titi Shirayim. What's going to be, though, from the shirayim, the leftover mincha, that became chosah, some of that flour got lost before the kohen burnt the kemitza? So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yechanan says, Makter kohemet salayim. Yes, you have a right still to burn the kemitza. You can still bring the kemitza, even though the shirayim is chosah. For Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Ein makter kohemet salayim, no, you're not allowed to burn the kemitza. Since the shirayim is chosar, you don't have it all, therefore it's possible you're not allowed to burn the kemitza. It's more so like this. Ali b'di Rebbe Lezer kuliyam molet ligi. According to Rebbe Lezer Shita, that he says by dam, even though there's no bosar, still you're allowed to make his rikas adam. So Shita here also, even if the whole shirayim would be chosar, still you'd be allowed to make the kemitza and burn the kemitza. According to Rebbe Lezer, there's no shaylo. He pleads to Rabbi Yeshua. The Machlokes is only according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanakh learned like this: Nitmu Shireho, or else Nisrafu Shireho, or else Ovdu Shireho. You have a mincha. that the shrine left over it got burnt up, or it got lost, or it became tummy. It says, Kimidis Rambelezik Shera. According to Rambelezik Shita, still is kosher, that you've allowed to be marked in the claimants. Just like he says, you can bring the dam, even though there's no bosor. So what then? You can make bring the claimants, even though there's no shirayim. But Kimidis Rabbi Yeshua Absula. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that he says no, he main bosor ain't dam, and he main dam ain't bosor. He holds that you only make a zrika sadam by korban if there's some bosor either to be eaten or to be burnt. But if there's no more bosor left over, you cannot make a zrika sadam. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, here also Absula, that if the whole shirayim of the mincha got lost before you burned the kemitzah, you are not allowed to go and burn the kemitzah. You could only burn the kemitzah if there's some left over. So much like this. Man de posel kev Yeshua. The one that says tak it's posel reshlok, it just says it's posel hozla kev Yeshua. That since the shirayim is chosar, you cannot burn the kemitzah. Well, man de mach, what's from Rabbi Yechon, and always sounds like this. Ad kan loy omar Rabbi Yeshua hosom, elot loy yishtayer. When does Rabbi Yeshua say by the dam, you cannot make a zrika as a dam if there's no bosor at all left over? Or then you cannot make a kemitzah if there's no shirayim at all left over. Aval hecha dishtayim. But over here there is shirayim left over of the mincha here. It's only it was chosah, some is missing, but it's really left over. And so it could be, afilu Rabbi Yeshua may delay. Even Rabbi Yeshua would also agree. And the Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer. Kol hazvachim shebat hayro by every korban shenishtayim mihem kezayis basar. As long as there's at least a kezayis basar left over that the kohen gets to leave from it, so therefore you can make a zrika. The zrika is going to be matter this kezayis basar ve'achilo, or else a kezayis chelav. At least if the kezayis chelav left over to make haktorah to put on the mizbeach, then the locher is zera kadam. Then the kohen has the right to make a zrika tadam, and the zrika will be matter either the basar ve'achilo or the chelav to be mukter on the mizbeach. But what's going to be kechati zayis boser, kechati zayis chelav? Let this only left over kechati zayis to be the one of them. Then the din is ain't a zorik as adam. You cannot make as weak as adam. It is a kechati zayis, even a kechati zayis of both. It is a kechati zayis of boser, since that's supposed to be eaten. It is a kechati zayis of chelav, that's supposed to be burnt, and you cannot put the two together. Therefore, there's no din. You cannot make as weak as adam. Uvo Eilo, but by Korban Eilo, that both the Bosser and the Amurim is both burnt, then Afilu Gechati Zayis Bosser, even if it's only left over Gechati Zayis the Bosser, but Gechati Zayis Chelev, then Zarek Esadam, then you're all allowed to make a Zarek Esadam according to Yeshua. Why? The Vnei Shem Eilo, because by Korban Eilo, Kulo Kolo, the whole thing is burnt. Therefore, Sidid, you're making a Zarek to be matter in Achilu under his Beach. Uve Mincha, what about by a Mincha? Alpha P Shakula Kayamis. Even though the whole mincha is left over, La Yisroik, you should not make a zrika. So Kura, what does the mincha have to do with the Kabbalah Saddam with the zrika?